Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at OnPay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Jacqueline Johnson with Ferrari of Atlanta. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to learn what you're up to. First, tell us a little bit about Ferrari of Atlanta.
Sure. So Ferrari of Atlanta is the only official Ferrari dealership in Georgia. It's locally owned. We've been here for a little bit more than 30 years now. And we are located in Alpharetta. And I've been with the company for almost going on 5 years now. And so it's a great company to work for, a great atmosphere. And we just love what we do. So.
Well, I'm curious, as a marketer, I'm curious on how do you market, and you're the director of marketing, how do you market Ferrari? Isn't it something like that anybody who would want a Ferrari kind of knows about Ferrari? Like, how do you kind of stay top of mind?
Sure. A lot of people, it's a very popular brand. It's a world-renowned brand, but you know, we do other things, so we're very local and we're very involved in our community. So we throw events with the Ferrari Club of America for our clients. We do unveilings of new models, new model launches, things like that. And of course, digital presence is important. So we just want to immerse ourselves in the community as much as possible.
And then when you immerse yourself in the community, is it something that the community is a small group, right? The people that can afford a Ferrari, isn't it? Like, you're not, the community isn't every single person in Atlanta. I'm sure you want everybody to love Ferrari, but the typical Ferrari buyer, I would think, is a short list.
It is, but you know, we do, so we have an event, actually it's coming up, it's called Italian Car Day, and this is just an example. Fiat's come and participate, any type of, you know, Italian make, they come and they eat and they get to see our store and we chit chat about things and there's prizes. So that's just one example. We're very inclusive of everyone. I do know that there's a very short list of clientele that can't buy Ferraris, but we do other things.
So now one of the other things you do is Rides to Remember. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a charity event that was created back in 2016. And we're now in our 16th year. And the charity's core mission is to give pediatric cancer patients a chance to forget, you know, some of their day-to-day struggles. And so we do that by giving them and their families the opportunity to jump in exotic cars, any exotic car, at Atlanta Motorsports Park, which is an amazing private track that's located in Dawsonville, Georgia. And our fundraising goal this year is to raise a total of $200,000. And a portion of those proceeds will be divided amongst three local charities we have supported since day one, which are all amazing. They're Cure Childhood Cancer, Atlanta Ronald McDonald House Charities, and then Camp Sunshine.
So what was the genesis of the idea? How did this, you know, come about?
So back in 2016, we wanted to honor a family member who was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. So we decided to partner with our Ferrari clients and other exotic sports car owners in the Atlanta community to raise funds for these charities that I mentioned. And we are also now giving children and families of the Make-A-Wish Foundation to participate as well. And we're very excited about that. So that's how Rides to Remember was born.
And then at the event, what occurs?
So what happens is they, well, the drivers and the sponsors arrive at the dealership for Arrive Atlanta. We have breakfast, and then we all take a police escort to Atlanta Motorsports track that morning. And when we get there, you know, the children and their families are already there. They're already pumped. They're excited. And it's just amazing to see all of these. Actually, this year we have about 100 cars that are participating. So it's just amazing to see, you know, the motorcade and the cars pull around to the track. And when we get there, I mean, it's go time. You know, the cars, the children pick what car they want to get in. They take a ride around the track. They come back. Then they pick another one and another one, and it's just really fun for everyone.
So they get to, not only do they get to experience what that feels like, they get to go into several different cars. It's like a whole day event or several hours.
So it's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
And then how, if somebody wants to get involved in this, how can they get involved? Like if they have an exotic sports car, or if they, you know, want to volunteer, or is there ways for people to get involved?
Sure, absolutely. So we have a website. It's rightstoremember.org. There's a registration page there for volunteers. There's another page where kids and families who are involved with the three charities can sign up to participate. And then we have a place where drivers themselves can register to drive. There's also a donation page there that anyone can contribute to, no matter if you're participating or not. There's no minimum. All donation amounts are welcome and very much appreciated.
Now, you mentioned, use the word community. I'm sure that wasn't an accident. The folks that buy Ferraris or they're part of a community, right? That's part of what you get when you're kind of in the family there.
Absolutely. Yeah. We do a lot of events. We're not just a brand. We're a lifestyle. So when you buy a Ferrari from us, you're not only buying a product, you're kind of in our family. So, it's a very experiential brand.
And then, so that if you have a Ferrari, you can participate in this event, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't even have to buy the Ferrari from us.
but you can be part of this and be there with, you know, like you said, 100 other cars. Absolutely. Going around the track and helping these young people create memories that'll be there for their lifetime.
Absolutely.
So what do you need more of? How can we help you?
Well, you know, we would love more volunteers. They're pivotal, and every single year they do so much for us, and we appreciate all that they do. You know, we need to raise a little bit more this year to reach our goal of 200,000. But we are looking for sponsors still. We do need sponsors. So if you own, you know, a local business here and you think that this might be a good fit for you, just reach out to us. You can reach out to me, myself, or go on the website and fill out a form, and we will reach out to you. Yeah, but help is always needed and greatly appreciated.
So now, what does the phrase "the pony" mean? Like, what does "ride shotgun with the pony" mean?
Sure. So this year, it's actually it is a new thing that we're trying for the first time. It's kind of a play on a mysterious driver from a popular British television show. I'm sure a lot of people listening are familiar with it. And we just thought it would be a very fun addition to have to boost our fundraising initiatives. So the person who raises the most funds for the event, whether it be them or, you know, a friend of theirs sponsors them to do this, which is all can be all done online. They get to ride shotgun with a renowned race car driver at the end of the event on the track. And let me tell you, it's going to be worth it because the track at AMP is well known for its aggressive elevation changes and its technical layout. So it's really a fun track to drive on. And when you have a professional race car driver in the car with you, it's going to be very memorable for the lucky winner. And the twist is actually the identity of the pony won't be revealed until the day of the event. So you won't find out who it is until you get there.
so that it gets everybody kind of motivated and fired up to keep donating.
Absolutely.
And then, like you said, the sponsors can be any business. They don't have to be car related. It could be any local business that just wants to participate in this event.
Any local business that wants to participate, and our sponsorship deck and all that information and the different tier levels and all that can also be found on our website as well.
And then at the website, that's where, like, if you have a Ferrari or an exotic car, you can kind of register your car there. Or if you want to volunteer, you can register there. Or if you're a parent of a child, you can register there as well.
Yes, yes. It's a very easy website to navigate, and there's all three you can do, you know, whether you're a volunteer, driver, or sponsor, you can do everything right through there.
And that's ridestoremember.org.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.